you want to vote and return your mail ballot, please take it to any ballot drop-off site by 7 p.m. tomorrow.
We've heard the robocall that went out today. Describe what happened.
We had planned to send these automatic messages out to our voters who had requested mail ballots but had not returned them yet, and they told people to make sure and return the ballot by 7 p.m. tomorrow. There were some, apparently there were some that were still in the queue from the system, and this morning it started sending them out again. They were supposed to be stopped at 8 p.m. last night, but evidently they didn't all go through. So it started trying again to send the remaining calls, and about 12,500 went out today. And as soon as we heard about it, it was between 8 and 8:30. As soon as we heard about it, we stopped them, and we prepared another message with the corrected information. That was sent out to the same voters. It reached all but a couple of hundred right away, like within the hour. And the remaining couple hundred, it's been trying to reach throughout the day until it reaches them. So by now it should have reached everybody.
Deborah, can I ask you a quick question then about that? So do you guys contract that out to somebody, the robocalls, or do you guys have an in-house system? How's that work?
This is the first time we've used this, and it's an internet service, callfire.com. And we basically just program it and record the message, and it sends it to the list that we give it.
So what steps are the Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections office taking to deal with this?
Well, I mean, the main thing we did was send out a corrected message right away to the same people. The ballot kits that all of these people received in the mail also had the information about the drop-off sites and the dates and everything, the dates that they're open, the election date and all that. And everything we've sent them, the sample ballot and everything else, also had the election date on it. So, we believe that, you know, these second messages will have, you know, corrected it for most, if not all, of the people who received the wrong message.
And just to make sure I understand, the people that received the message, they're folks who had requested and received an absentee ballot but not turned it in yet?
Right. That's right.
Do you think there'll be a reevaluation of the use of robocalls by your office considering this?
Yeah, I think it's still, you know, it's a good system. We just need to be careful of the wording and just make sure that it stops and we tell it to stop.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, turnout is very good at the polls. We're hoping that people who haven't voted by mail, if they decided to come to the polls, that they'll bring their ballot with them so we can cancel it and issue them a regular ballot so they don't have to wait for the polling place to call us and make sure they haven't turned the ballot in.
Nancy Whitlock, spokesperson for the Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections. Deborah Clark, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.